On this month's episode, we speak with three longtime members of the Coochie Gang, Brandy, Latasha, and Sanchil, about approaching 40 and just being a woman. What's going on, ladies? How y'all doing?
Hey.
Thank y'all for coming out. As y'all see, we have Miss Sanchil in this beautiful sunshine yellow. We have the boss lady, Miss Brandy, from D-Town and Yo-Town, your podcast, favorite podcast. And from the curvy queens of Dallas, we have Miss Juicy, a.k.a. Latasha, here with us. This is the monthly episode 5, the 40-year-old version. And these young ladies here were so gracious enough to come and interview with me today. And we are all approaching that age in some way, shape, or form. So with that being said, we just going to debunk some stuff, talk about some life stuff, talk about our personal experiences with facing 40. So first of all, how's everybody doing?
Good.
Can't complain.
Good. Great.
Good. So we're going to start with an icebreaker question. Blink or drink?
Hold on, let me get my drink out.
Blink or drink if you are within 5 years of or already 40. I love the big blinks. I love the blink. I wish I could see my blinks because I'm blinking too. But as y'all see, all of y'all share symmetry, but at the same time, you do have different experiences. So with that being said, as far as approaching 40, have you had or experienced any reproductive conditions approaching 40?
So with me, mine started at 11. I actually have two uteruses, which makes it both very easy and very difficult to reproduce. At first, it did start out with irregular cycles, but as I did get older, they did become regular, especially after my first child. But I do still experience a lot. My cycles are horrible, and that's pretty much it.
I think with me, I don't really see a change as of yet. But I've never had issues with my cycle or anything. Like, it's always been a standard, like, 3-4 days max, and no cramps, no nothing. So I don't really see an issue.
I'm jealous.
Right.
As for me, I struggle with PCOS, which is polycystic ovary syndrome. It's a hormonal imbalance, which makes it hard for me to ovulate properly. I've always dealt with irregular cycles ever since I started my cycles. They used to last 7 whole days. I go the whole 5 days. There was a time in my life where sometimes I would have a cycle for like 3 months straight, or I won't see a cycle for 3 months straight. And just, it was always hard to tell what was wrong with me since it started at a young age, and never knew then that's what it was until I got older. But of course, they tried to prescribe me different medicines to see what would help and see what would stop it. But it just turned out to be polycystic ovary syndrome.
Indeed. So we can all agree that within like this last 5 years, or just approaching 40 in general, your cycles have either remained the same or either drastically or haphazardly changed, you know, as an ebb and flow between your cycles in this last 4 or 5 years, yes?
Yeah.
Well, last
few years, maybe last 5 years, they've been more on track. I haven't missed any, or they haven't been longer. But the last time I did, I would have to get hormone pills to balance them back out. But ever since then, I haven't had them in a while, but I do experience more cramps. It seems like instead of 5 days, they probably drag out a couple of more days, but I still don't ovulate properly. And just because a calendar says that I'm ovulating doesn't mean I am.
Right. So like, as far as, you know, ovulation and you know, knowing, hey, okay, my cycle is on the way and stuff like that, you can kind of gauge pretty much, y'all can pretty much gauge when it's coming and be ready for it.
Yeah. So I kind of want to piggyback off of what you, the question that you just asked. In the last 5 years, with me, it's been a new symptom with every cycle. So there have been times when it has been like super late. And if I had known any better, I would have thought I was pregnant.
Right.
Then there were times where there was no warning and it came out of nowhere. And those tend to be the worst cycles because the cramps are astronomical. But it's definitely a drastic change in the last 5 years as far as with having the cycle.
Indeed. All right, y'all. So, when did you first feel that, oh shit, I'm old moment? When was that first initial, oh shit, oh my knee?
That happened my neck around and year my 35. Back. I think it started declining in year 35. I think I was at a party or something. I tried to like dip it real low, and I stayed down there. But when I got up, I said, "Shit!" I'm like, "Shit! I ain't gonna do that shit no more." And I started back working out.
Indeed, you sound like that man. And when I came down,
but when I got back up, I was like, yeah, I ain't gonna have me a couple shots, like, you know. I'm going to the emergency room that night.
I have to agree. I think it was around year 34, 35. Different circumstances, but it was more so playing with my child and realizing, yeah, mommy's a little winded. We can't run like I used to.
One day I thought I was having the hardest day. All I did was walk.
See, I've always been windy. I say when I was 35 or 34, I had started working out more and trying to become more healthier. And I was taking two back-to-back classes at the Y. Mm-hmm. One was one of those step classes, and then another one was like a dance fitness class, and they was like back to back. So I'm thinking I'm doing something until one day I woke up, my whole knee was swollen and I didn't know why.
Oh my
and
God. So,
yeah, to the point I couldn't walk. And I went to the doctor, they were saying something called crampitis, which is like a form of arthritis, I guess. And I'm like, you're not telling me I got arthritis. Oh, yeah. That's don't cuss at me. So I had to, they were saying now I have to wear like a knee brace when I work out or do intense workouts.
Yeah.
So I think it started with that when I'm trying to be better, you know, and be more healthier, I'm hurting myself.
Right. Yeah. All right. So Coochie Gang, y'all hear that. About 34, 35, start being a little more proactive. Do some preventative maintenance.
Exactly.
Hey, and try to keep it.
32.
Okay, start at 33.
No, start at 30.
Start at 30.
Once you hit 30 at 12:59,
yeah,
you need to start working out.
Yeah.
No, 11:59. I'm sorry. 11:59 on your 30th birthday, you need to start working out.
Go get your pre-knee set. Because you do one too many stairs,
it's too long.
Like, I mean, go on, get that then too. You gotta also make sure that you stay on your vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Get your vitamins D, zinc, B, green beans, tomatoes, potatoes, all of them. get all your vitamins in. Like, get your Jumbo Juices, your Smoothie King bowl.
Okay.
Like, get you start, you know, start your body. Baby,
they do.
And one day you walking up the stairs and your knee go like that, you just be like, and every time you walk down, you walking like this down the stairs. It's a true story. I'm ready to tell it. Started yesterday.
I'm trying not to holler like I wish. It's so hard because this mic is right here. Y'all crazy. Okay, so we going a little heated on this question. Just that y'all keep it generalized. PG-13, NC-17, however you would like to place it, you can place it. How has sex become either more appealing or less appealing approaching 40? Let's talk about it.
You want to go first?
Oh, shit, Brandy.
Listen. Just be ready. You got your honey packets.
have your ginseng, have your blue rocket pocket, go to hit the CVS, hit the CVS. Bro, I'm talking about get it together, bro, because I'm ready. I'm
seasoned. I'm the seasoned.
I am ready.
I'm gonna say this. It's definitely a heightened. Like, I feel like once you hit 30, or I'm gonna say 35. We're gonna stick in that area. Once you hit 35, it's like you on go. You just you on
swing
go.
From ceiling fans,
man, I have had the best experiences. In the last couple of years,
okay,
because it's like, oh, so this is like before you was just playing, but now it's game time.
No more play.
We in the league, we in the pros, and yeah.
Now we're up in the
league. That's right. This I turn it back.
But I would say, even just for me, like, I be on go. You be like, God dang, like, I'm ready, like, at all times. But I can't say then I be tired. I don't know, maybe when I'm like 80 or something. Tired. Maybe when I'm 80.
All right, Kevin.
I don't even think then. Because I'm going to be that granny that's like, come on, baby.
Take my teeth and put them on.
Take my teeth and put them on.
Oh, y'all going to be cougars like that. Y'all play. All right. So, what are your individual plans for 40 and beyond? What are the goals? What are the aspirations? What's on everybody's mind for right now?
I see myself still trying to improve, to be a better person. Have a better lifestyle, and I guess do different things, and maybe one day soon, you know, I'll be able to have my first child. Mm-hmm. You know, I see that in the future, even though, you know, I am 40 and they say it may get harder, you know, to, you know, become pregnant, you know, that motherly instinct is still in me,
right.
You know, it's always, you don't want to be somebody's mom. But other than that, just, you know, become a better person and try to be more successful in life and just, you know, just live life to the fullest.
Man, love that. Oh, at 40, hopefully
I won't have no more menstrual periods. That will definitely help out. But I believe 40 and beyond is just me maintaining peace.
Mm-hmm.
And once you find that peace, when you get it, it's like it's no giving up. So just maintaining my peace, my health, my strength, my mental state, and just growing these businesses and leaving this generational wealth to these kids.
Speak it. Love that.
I second that.
Say ditto.
Ditto. But yeah, I do, unfortunately, want one more child.
It's not unfortunate. Go ahead. It's
unfortunate for me. I don't even know why at this point. But I do want another child. But if that is not in the cards, I'm good with the two that I have. But definitely trying to get these businesses
off the ground.
But yeah, I mean, and like Brandy said, if at some point that the universe, Lord, whoever see fit to go on and take that burden of that cycle away from me, I will be so grateful. So grateful. Awesome. So, one last question, ladies. It's not really a question. It's more so a hot take. Hot take advice.
Okay.
What would y'all advise the Coochie Gang? Hot take on approaching 40. And go.
Tell the detail of your town. Boss lady.
Okay.
I do a whole lot of bald head. Oh, can I say that? Oh, I do a whole lot of bald head. Oh, shit.
Okay.
So at 40, if you ain't tied down, locked down, be on your best bald head. Oh, shit. And make sure that you stay on top of it.
Okay.
Also, maintain your peace. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And don't settle for nothing. Because at that age, you already over the hill, as they say. So at this point, it's like, and you ain't really got nothing to lose. Right. But still don't, like, settle down for just anybody or something that you don't want to. Stay true to yourself. You know right. what I'm saying? Make sure you do everything for you, for your happiness, for just make sure that it, everything is based around you and your feelings.
I'm going to say this, and I hope y'all can catch the reference. But ditto to what she said, but maintain your oil change, okay? Make sure you stay on top of your car and your body, because it's a lot of things that can sneak up on you when you least expect it. Protect yourself. Protect yourself and your peace. Those are the two things that you need to make sure you maintain going into that area of your life. Be happy. Don't let nobody come in your life messing up stuff. Right. Be happy. That's it.
Oh yeah, coconut oil is a natural lube to me.
Amen. You know, I'm going to create coconut oil. Okay. I say, live your life to the fullest. Don't let anyone tell you you're too old to do something. If it's in your spirit to do it, do it. If you want to wear it, wear it. Don't let nobody tell you what you can or cannot do. Like I said, after 30, your 30 is going to go by fast. So, you know, maintain your health, get yourself checked. Whether you have some a family history or something or not, you know, that people are leaving this earth younger and younger. So make sure you stay on top, you know, making your doctor's appointment. You know, if whatever it is, no cough, sneeze, get yourself checked out.
All that.
One more thing.
Honey is good too.
Do not worry about what somebody else got going on or what somebody got to say about you.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane and focus on yourself.
Amen.
Do what you want to do. Like she said, wear what you want to wear. If they got something to say, they not bold enough to say it to your face, don't you worry about it.
Exactly.
And I'm done.
Exactly. So, from Dallas, Texas, Miss Sanchelle, Miss Brandy, and Miss Latasha, thank y'all so much.
What worth on mine?
Okay. Trust me, we separate the D and the FW. We separate the D and the FW.
Y'all see, but it's all love. Thank y'all again for joining me and sharing y'all's experiences with me today. Live from the Dallas Market, the Dallas Farmers Market. There we go. Live from the Dallas Farmers Market. It has been the monthly episode 5, the 40-year-old version. Ladies, thank y'all. And we link it back up soon.
Yeah. Definitely.
Bye, y'all.
This month's episode of the monthly was done at the Dallas Farmers Market in downtown Dallas, Texas. We were able to go and explore a little bit and do a bit of a walkthrough after we got done filming. There were an array of different art and paintings from local artists. There were an array of antiques all over the place. We were able to see the different vendors, and we actually grabbed a bite to eat at this place called the Caribbean Cabana. We all had rum punch, jerk chicken, plantain, and more. It was so amazing. We were able to go through and see and look at the other vendors, and we were able to catch a vibe afterwards. We really all had a good time filming this episode.
Talking real quick. Just start talking.
How you doing? It was a from who had a dog in bingo. What's his name?
Tune in, yo.